Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black, which is given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Before we get into the tithi, I just wanted to add a note here. If you want to find out your tithi with your horoscope as well as Mahurta, what the current tithi is of this particular day, any given day, download the Jyotish app. I have included the logo of the icon of this particular app in the presentation above. It's a blue box with a white kind of flame. It's free app. It has no attachments to it. Don't worry. You can use it for life. Some benevolent soul has made this. Use this and then study more about the tithis from this channel, from ChatGPT, from Google, wherever you want. But understand the tithi is extremely important. It is like the operating manual of your life. Okay. Now let's get into the study of the tithi itself. Now let's talk of Navami Tithi. The ninth Tithi is all about power, Siddhi and Dharma. This is the Tithi, incidentally, which Lord Rama was born under. That's why Ram Navami is celebrated in India as Rama's birthday. Element and deity is water, the Nagas and the serpentine powers. So they can do a lot with tuning into the Nagas, tuning into the Kundalini type energy. Now who are born under Navami? if the planet distance, angular distance between the sun and moon in your natal chart is between 96 degrees and 108 degrees, you are born on a Navami, be it Shukla Navami or Krishna Navami, whichever way. Okay, waxing cycle or waning cycle. So water is the element guiding this principle. Nagas and the serpentine powers are the deity. Navami born individuals carry kundalini energy within them, like it's denoted the serpent, often marked by charisma, courage and strong esoteric drive. Kundalini has a propensity to guide the individual towards dharma. They are gifted with mystical abilities and may feel a pull towards siddhis or spiritual powers, control of elements, for example. All spiritual powers bestow a sort of control of different kind of elements, fire, earth, water and so on. Their psychic force is deep, serpentine-like intuition, highly intuitive people, and the capacity to transform poison into wisdom. Powerful, isn't it? They embody the warrior mystic archetype. How to enhance this? Worship of Lord Rama. Rama is much misinterpreted even by the Hindus I see. Lord Rama is the sun. Lord Rama is the selfless king. He had such a troubled life. If you want to see what Navami brings to people, check out the story of Lord Rama, for especially those born under this particular tithi. You learn a lot from that itself. Durga also, or the Nagas. There are three deities. You can enhance by tuning into the energies of these three. Kundalini practices, esoteric mantras chanting, strengthen their inner serpentine power. Serpentine is not necessarily bad in terms of Vedic connotation, Vedic wisdom. Okay, serpentine means you are very much in tune with the earth, you are very much in tune with magical powers, transforming poison to wisdom, like it says. What to be wary of? Their fiery courage can become destructive or confrontational. They must avoid harshness and channel their zeal into spiritual devotion rather than conflict. Avoid conflict. And they do avoid conflict. I'll read from my notes a little later. Personality, they can be strongly bound by tradition. This I have seen personally. Very strongly bound by tradition and family values. They will not compromise their family values. Just like Lord Rama. They will do everything for the sake of their family. Navami natives uphold rituals and carry forward their lineage. They are sensitive, avoid conflict, often struggling to claim what is rightfully theirs, like Lord Rama. You just see the story of Lord Rama, look it up, study it in detail. That's the characteristic you will find even in your life if you are a Navami born individual. Life lesson is to learn to stand up for yourself. Remedy is praying to Kal Bhairava, the fierce form of Shiva, the one who stands beyond time, or Kali, the feminine aspect of that, for protection and courage. You need courage to deal with this particular tithi, because you have too many energies going on within you. See, the distance between sun and moon is widening, isn't it? It's going towards full moon or new moon, whichever way. So the energies become quite distant, quite strong and quite powerful. We will see that even going forward. As we keep on progressing in tithis, you will keep seeing how strong the spiritual energy tends to become in the individual. Now let me read out something from my notes about the Navami people. People who are extremely bound by rituals, family values and carry forward their lineage, we saw that. They are the ultimate followers of tradition to the extreme, like Lord Rama. He followed his lineage to the max. Bad family name. They tend to have bad family names. They have a lot of pressures within the family to the individual. Carrying the family burden, lineage burden on their shoulders, that's Navami. When they go out of their comfort zone, they cannot function properly. Therefore, they try to avoid fighting at all costs. They want peace at all costs. This cannot be good all the time. This is good as a general principle. But when it needs or calls for a fight, they can be the strongest also, but they try to avoid it. They cannot claim their right even if it belongs to them, just like Lord Rama again. it was his claim for the throne, but they are going towards the family values more. You see, this was the challenge Rama showed us. Extremely sensitive to people's feeling. They don't want to hurt or fight. This is why Lord Rama was a epitome of forgiveness. He forgave everybody in his life, including the one who hurt him the most. That's what that avatar of Vishnu taught us. Goodbyes are very difficult for them. Remedy, like we said before, is to pray to Kal Bhairava or Kali. They had a step beyond time for activating this particular tithi. Now let us look at the Krishna part and the Shukla part. So Navami part, the Shukla and the Krishna part, the waxing side or the waning side of the moon. Element is water. So right there you can see, if you do some water rituals or consume water with care, when you drink water, this is common for all tithis because it's emotional body and represented by water in the moon. So when you drink water, just simple thing which we all do every day, isn't it? Have positive thoughts, at least at that time. Have benevolent thoughts. Have positive, as in don't think of negativity of your current life, current situation, whatever is happening on the day. Do not do these kinds of things. Water is a respect. Your body is 99% water, isn't it? Especially for this Navami Tithi, since deity and element is water and Nagas, like a water serpent you might say, take care how you drink water. At that time shift your thinking. Shukla Navami is growth oriented, fierce and dharmic in nature. They carry intense spiritual energy with a natural affinity to Kundalini and mystical practices. So Shukla Navami people will tend to practice more of spirituality. They are courageous, protective and often called to uphold Dharma in challenging times. There's this mystical power, the ability to channel hidden wisdom and spiritual force for righteous action, like Ram Navami. Ram Navami is the celebration of Rama's birthday in India. He was born on a Navami Tithi and he carried every single aspect of Navami as a Tithi through his life. Durga worship is good for them. Martial arts and spiritual practices requiring intensity. More is constructive and outward, energizes, empowers and sustains Dharma. On the Krishna side, there is fierce zeal and mystic devotion. Release oriented, intense and transformative. These natives have a fiery zeal, often uncompromising in devotion or Dharma. Their psychic gift is purging force, ability to cut through the illusion, confront karmic darkness with mystical passion. Isn't that wonderful? It's framed nicely, I think. Fierce fasts, tantric rites, karmic austerities and inner battles of transformation. Stuff path, as you can see all the words that I just said, is a tough path for these individuals who are born on Krishna Navami, because now you're going towards new moon. Isn't it? Your soul needs to come out more than you going in the outward world. So it's more inner directed. So the releasing is inward. You have to burn, confront whatever purifying inside yourself in order to see what is externally visible. Alright, I will see you in the next tithi of Dashami. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.